let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
The highly praised The Gladiator, Gladiator and Jesus, Book 1, is a fiction book based on the extraordinary principles of A Course in Miracles. The Gladiator recounts the histories of two people who meet and are reincarnated lifetime after lifetime on their way to enlightenment. It's the story of a promise made and a promise kept. The promise was kept even before it was made. It was made when one of them was a gladiator. This is the first book in the series. Tony has established himself as a major player in the field with his first novel, Monster of the Sunderbonds, known for his beautifully written and well-plotted stories, remarkable detail, smooth-flowing. Tony was turned on to fiction writing as a child. As an adult pursuing sciences, has studies in math, earning a bachelor's degree and a master of science in public health and statistics. He enjoys travel, spent 3 years in Rome, currently living on a sailboat in Miami. Tony Carangi, author of The Gladiator, Book 1, Gladiator and Jesus, back with us on This Week in America. Tony, welcome back to the program. It is always great to have you with us. Thank you for joining us once again.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Rick.
When you were here the last time and we talked about Monster of the Sunderbonds, you mentioned that you've got this series about ready to come out. You were finishing touches. Well, Book 1 is out now. I mentioned based on the principles in A Course in Miracles. Tell us a little bit, without giving away too much, what the book is about, what Book 1 specifically is about.
Course in Miracles, well, Book 1 is a meeting of Jesus and Insani, a man in Israel, in Jerusalem, a Jew who meets Jesus, and they become friends. And he gets taken up with Jesus when Jesus is crucified and gets sent by the Romans to Rome to be a gladiator. Well, to work in the salt mines and then be a gladiator.
Yes.
And that is, and then he and his wife come to an agreement about Jesus. It's really a story about them, I guess, about the Sanyi and his wife, because they're the first two to become in the story. This is their first story together. It's a story, or the first one of them together.
Yeah, the book is called, as I mentioned, The Gladiator, Book 1, Gladiator and Jesus. The book's available wherever you'll find books. Tony's website is tonycarangi.com. That's C-A-R-A-N-G-I. You can link on directly to Tony's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. There's a YouTube video that will explain the premise of the book. You start out strong. You start out with a gladiator action right at the very beginning. You take us right into the story, don't you? You get us hooked right from the very beginning. Page one, it's like, okay, now I'm interested. I really need to see where the story goes.
Well, yeah, the gladiator, it opens in the gladiator pit. And then I fill in the back of it, you know, later. But mostly the part about the sky opening up, I don't know if you caught that part, how the sky opened up.
Yes.
and if that kind of piqued your interest. But how the universe falls away right to the edge of the pit there is how I'm trying to hook people in. And then I will explain that. I'll explain all of that. I'll explain the part. It's more than just it's really a story of everything. It's a story of why are we here at all.
That's the nice thing. There's so many levels to this. It's a great story, well told, but there's so many levels to this. Tony Carangi is our guest on the program. The book we're talking about, the first in a series of four, this is The Gladiator, Book 1, Gladiator and Jesus. Tony's website, tonycarangi.com. Go a little bit further and talk about the concept, because as you're reading it, it's very thought-provoking, isn't it? Did you have all of these thoughts going into writing the book?
Well, not going in, no. I had a very thin plot and almost no understanding of A Course in Miracles when I went into the book. I wrote all four books when I lived for 3 years in Rome, Italy. And that phrase, "you made it this time," is a very significant phrase. It's much more than a simple thing that it sounds. And then that's why I say in the book, it is the answer. It's the answer to every question that there is, mainly who put us here and why. And I have a lot of confidence that I answered that question because A Course of Miracles answered that question. So I'm just writing a fiction about story about that book, about those extraordinary principles. And the main principle of that is that the world is not here at all. And this is just all just a dream. And why are we put in the dream? Well, we're put in the dream to escape from the dream.
That's what I mean, thought-provoking. As you're reading this, you're going, okay, there's a lot here. In fact, sometimes you have to sort of stop and reflect back on what you just read and put it all in perspective and give it some thought. What kind of research did you have to do for this book, for the series?
Well, most of the... I read A Course in Miracles, basically. I read A Course in Miracles, and I did a lot of research. I didn't even have to do research. I was really interested in gladiators when I lived in Rome. I would have gone to all the museums and stuff in Rome. I'd be almost broke, but I went to the I went to the Colosseum, you know, and I in the Colosseum now is just, you know, there's a bus stop and a train stop that go in there, and people commute past it all the time, don't think anything of it. But yeah, so I did the research, but it was a research of love. I watched Spartacus, of course, again and again.
Oh, yes,
and I
yes.
watched, you know. So,
and you can imagine the Colosseum as you're reading, as I say, the way the book starts. And the book we're talking about is The Gladiator, Book One, Gladiator and Jesus. Tony Karangi, Karangi is our guest on the program. He is website TonyKarangi.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on. How long did it take you to write Book One?
I wrote the draft probably in just a few months, I guess. I wrote the draft. I don't know. I mean, I wrote all four, you know, books in 3 years, so that kind of gives you a headline. But as I understood A Course in Miracles more and more, that's how I filled in. I mean, that was not a very fleshy book. I filled in. I put the flesh on the meat on the bones.
Yes.
After getting through more and more, and I still haven't finished A Course in Miracles, but I still read it, and reread it and go back and forth. And
well, this is a pretty heavy duty project that you took upon yourself to write the four books in the series. We'll talk about the other books here in a few seconds. What was it that interested you that you decided, okay, and Monster of the Sunderbonds we talked about really received excellent reviews. What made you decide to, okay, my next project is going to be writing the Gladiator series?
Oh, it was just, I don't know. It just was thrust on me. I mean, it was a complete, because I never believed in anything like reincarnation or anything. I believed in science. I believed in math. With the Gladiator, and it was my friend Roberta, I guess, who's, there was a, this whole book was written by, the phrase "you made it this time," and it's Helen Schuckman who wrote A Course in Miracles, and she recounts a dream where she was in the dream and she was in a cave, and she was given a scroll, and she was asked to look up or down, you know, past or present. She said, "I don't want to look either direction. I just want to look at the now, right now." And there was a voice that came over, and the voice said, was reassuring, and it said, "Congratulations, you made it this time." And that's the "Congratulations, you made it this time" is that one line was what sparked these four books.
It's interesting. That simple phrase is what brought about the Gladiator series. Book one is now available, Gladiator and Jesus. Available at Tony's website, available wherever books are sold. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Tony's website, get information on the book there and order the book there as well. What has this been like for you? You mentioned you went into this with not a lot of a belief in reincarnation, that type of thing. As you wrote the book, did you evolve as a person as you wrote this?
I think I've been educated. I sometimes, you know, non-judgment is a big thing about it. So, you know, if I could be judgmental, I would say, let's put it this way. I still lose my temper in traffic. Okay.
Don't blame you. Don't blame you.
But I've been awakened to a lot of facts. I mean, it's the only reason I lose temper. I have only me. that is one thing about A Course in Miracles. It does not let you off the hook. And the only reason I lose temper, my temper in traffic, it's my fault. You know, I'm the one who loses my temper. I can't just blame it. You know, the Course and the Gladiator uses the word projection a lot. You know, you have something inside and you project it outside. And that's a very Freudian notion. But the Gladiator and A Course in Miracles takes it, you know, the Course in Miracles takes it even further than that. It's not just what you take inside your mind. It's everything out there is a projection of the mind. Everything out here is actually, it's a projection of guilt, because we think that we have broken away from God and we think that there is any distance between us and God. And I never would have seen that before. No, before I never would have even considered something. I believed in gravity, and that's all. I believed that if you can't test it, if you can't, you know, repeat the test, then and now I'm much more open. I'm much more open to that, to more than that. Even quantum. I've studied some quantum mechanics, and you know. Even at that level, at the subatomic level, you know, nothing exists. It exists in every possible form that it could be until you look at it, and then it chooses a certain form for it to exist. So anyway, that'll be part of my third book, The Infinite Loop.
Well, yes, book two is Lost. Book three is The Infinite Loop, and book four is The Last Hope. So you take us through a whole lot of action, and I don't want to give away a whole lot here, but talk a little bit how the story progresses. I mean, we get the Pope involved, and we get a conspiracy theory. There's really a lot going on in the books.
Well, the second book takes place in the Vietnam War, and where Sonny and Lucilla now are jungle fighters on the opposite sides of the war. And then they meet and help each other to reconnect. The Infinite Loop is another. That's the one where somebody demands to be shown, and this was me. I demanded to be shown that the world was not as I saw it, that the world was really a fiction or a projection of my imagination. And that's what happens. One of the characters demands to be shown that, and his foe shows him that. But the reincarnated couple now are not, you know, they're foes now. They're foes and up. And but even your worst enemy can teach you your life's lessons that are necessary. And then in The Last Pope, that's where he makes it. That's where he gets out. Then we'll return to the grave, to the headstone, and you'll see how he returns to the headstone and makes it out. But he has to go through in that world. The Vatican runs everything now. The Vatican has complete control, even as they did in the future. And the conspiracy under that is that they always did. And they just sort of come out at the very end. So I don't know. I'd say the whole thing covers about 5,000 years of human history, you know, linear history.
It's just amazing, and that influence of your time in Italy, again, all the way up to the end of the book, the Gladiator series, book one now available. That's what we're talking about, Gladiator and Jesus. Are 2, 3, and 4 available now, or are those going to roll out at a later date?
Yeah, not yet. They're close.
And again, all the information you'll find at Tony Garangi's website, Carangie. .com. You can go to our website and link on directly. What else are you working on? Do you got another project? I love what you do with characters. In fact, all the reviews from the first book that we talked about on the program, Monster of the Sunderbonds, and you can find that in our archive as well as video on YouTube. Great characters, and from what I've read so far in book one of the Gladiator series, excellent characters as well. In fact, let's talk about that. Strong characters, that's really something that you do well. Talk about developing characters where they're multi-layered and we really get to know these people and we're intrigued by these people.
Oh, well, that's kind of, I don't know. I mean, they just sort of pop up. I don't even know who they are until I start writing them. I usually just have a plot and just go from there. This book, you know, as I say, the plot developed. My understanding and re-understanding of A Course in Miracles made me go up, make some U-turns and have to go back. The characters, I don't know.
it's a great mind that you have in developing these characters. And all the reviews I read talk about how you easily connect with the reader. And I get the impression, in listening to you talk now on the two programs, these are really books that you would read. If you hadn't written these books, these are books that you would read. Is that the key to making a book something that's very welcoming to the reader? Is something that you would read as well?
I'm not going to let a book go until I like it. You know, I'm not going to let it go until I like it. So, because I have some other books, I have some short stories around. I just can't let them go yet because I don't like them yet. But, I have maybe one more book I've been thinking about writing after this one.
Well, looking forward to that, because you do such a nice job with these books and rolling these out. And I got a couple minutes left here. Did you sit down with four books in mind when you put the Gladiator together? Was that the normal evolution, or did it just sort of work out this way that you could do it in four different books?
Well, I sat down the idea of having two people who meet at the time of Jesus and are, you know, because Jesus and the Gladiator has a completely different bend on things than the North. Like, I was Catholic. I was raised Catholic, and I took the Christian creed, which says I believe in the Lord, my God, who created the heavens and the earth. In the Gladiator, Jesus believes that God didn't create anything. There's no heaven or earth. The heaven and earth are all our creation. So that's a 180. And I just decided to have two people meet and be reincarnated and making their way out of the dream, out of the nightmare, and back to heaven. And I only wrote four stories, but my intention is actually, you know, any number of authors could come and pick up the theme and fill it in.
Yes.
But, you know, you could write 100 stories. I mean, I can't write 100 stories, but somebody could.
Well, it's really an incredible concept that you'll find in the Gladiator series. Tony Karanji, our guest on the program, his first book in the series is Book One, Gladiator and Jesus. The book's available wherever books are sold. You go to his website. That's TonyCaranji.com. Link onto that directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tony, it is always a pleasure. I mentioned at the beginning that you have the boat in Miami, but you're on the West Coast as we're doing the program today. Traveling around, hopefully traffic wasn't too bad. You didn't have to yell at too many people as you were making your way across the country.
Across the country is not bad. It's in these city centers that kill you. Yeah.
Yeah, in the interstate, I guess you can fly along and everybody's doing that. But yeah, when you've got slow traffic, that's when the temper comes out of doing that. Tony, it has been a pleasure. Excellent job with the Gladiator. The first in the four-book series is now out. Hopefully we'll check back in with Tony as books 2, 3, and 4 come out. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. As always, it's fun. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Rick. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure to have Tony with us. His website, TonyCaranji.com. That's TonyCaranji.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.